TapeScript 9.9. My favorite writer.
Now, Alice, you chose Robert Louis Stevenson. Tell us about him. When was he writing?
Well, he was born in 1850 and he died in 1894, so he was writing just after Dickens, in the second half of the 19th century.
And what did he write?
He wrote novels and poetry, and he was also a travel writer.
Oh, quite a lot. Tell us, why is he famous?
Well, he isn't as famous as Dickens, but he's very popular because he's a great storyteller. His stories are about adventure, danger and horror. His heroes are pure and his villains are dark.
What are his best known books?
There's a children's book called Treasure Island, and there's a travel story about going around France, but the most famous is The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And they, I suppose, are his most well-known characters.
Yes, the book was an immediate success. It's about a man who has two sides to his character, one good and one bad. The man, Dr. Jekyll, has a battle inside himself between his good side and his evil side.
This is the psychological idea of someone with a split personality?
Yes. In everyday speech, we say about someone, oh, he's a real Jekyll and Hyde, meaning there are two sides to their personality.
Fascinating. Tell us about his personal life.
As a child, he was often ill. He married an American woman who had children from an earlier marriage, but they didn't have any children together. He travelled a lot to Europe and the United States. He died very young, when he was just 44.
Oh, well, thank you, Alice, for telling us about Robert Louis Stevenson.